Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hello, everybody. It's Tom here from the Excel Communications Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast. Thank you so much for joining us yet again. And I hope the next 10, 15 minutes is going to really help you in navigating the crazy professional lives that we're going through at the moment. Today, I'd like to talk about leading your teams through difficult times. Now, if I was doing this podcast 6 months ago, I would say, have you ever had to manage your team through uncertainty? Well, now we find ourselves, well, I say probably nine months into the COVID-19 situation, and I would be gobsmacked if anybody said no to this situation. Everybody has been managing teams through times of severe uncertainty, and that's not going to go away anytime soon. So today's podcast is going to explore how do we keep our teams productive and engaged through difficult times. Before we get into it, if you're new to the podcast, welcome. Please do hit that subscribe button and know that on our website there is transcripts for all of our podcasts, as well as a load of other content like webinars, white papers, blogs. There's some really good stuff on there, so do head over and check it out. One quick ask from me is wherever you get your podcasts from, wherever you're listening to us from today, do hit that subscribe button, and you could even leave a comment if you're enjoying what you hear. It's really helpful to spread what we have to say to people if you think it's adding value. So let's get into the bulk of this podcast on how to keep your team productive and engaged during difficult times such as those that we're in right now. In unpredictable situations, whether it's political confusion, company restructure, or indeed a global pandemic, it can be challenging to lead a team and manage the uncomfortable feelings that are often generated by a stressful situation. If your team is concerned about their future, which again, I know many, many thousands of people around the world are at the moment, they can quickly become distracted, and unproductive, and a dip in morale can be contagious. So what can you do to help keep that important everyday focus while supporting your teams through the ambiguity that we're all facing? Here are three steps to help you manage uncertainty and keep focus through difficult times, and we're going to explore each one in turn. Firstly, and absolutely crucial, more in the COVID world than ever before, is to take care of yourself, both physically and mentally. This is the most critical step, and hence my dramatic, slow way of talking about it. You'll be no use to your team if you're not on top form. You do not want to be grinding yourself out, working all hours of the day, plus if you're still homeschooling kids and all that sort of stuff. You have to look after yourself. So in difficult times, start by thinking about how you're feeling. What actions can you take that will keep your values intact during external turmoil? What's most important to you as a leader, but actually probably more importantly in this, what's most important to you as a person? It might be that you're feeling anxious, and acknowledging this will help you label your reactions so you can distance yourselves from them. Admit that while you're experiencing these feelings, they don't define you. Those values you hold as a leader can still shine through and help you carry on. And then remember that basics like sleep, exercise, proper nutrition are essential to help suppress anxiety and enhance productivity. I think I've mentioned this in probably a dozen podcasts before. But, you know, build in small things into your diary that gives you that break from the mental stress that's going on. critically for me is having a proper lunchtime break, something I didn't do for the first few months of lockdown, and I was grinding myself into the ground. So now religiously I go for a walk, go to the gym, do something at lunchtime for at least an hour that really breaks me out of the work mindset and makes me appreciate what the rest of life. Leave your phone on silent, ideally in another room, and at night definitely do not have your phone next to your bed. You have to have times where you can switch off. Practice mindfulness. A lot of people I know practice meditation or yoga. These things work for some, not others. Explore what you can do that works for you to release that stress and that you're putting your mind on. The next point is truly acknowledge the uncertainty of a situation. It's not business as usual at the moment, so be prepared to discuss issues with your team to avoid their worries being bottled up and affecting performance. If you have really close team working groups, this can be done as a group, or it might need to be done as one-to-ones with your people. And equally, don't think you can't share your uncertainties and stresses with your team. Being a bit vulnerable around them is great for your mental well-being, but also it gives them an insight into what you're feeling so they can support you and know that they're not feeling anxious or whatever feeling it is on their own that you're feeling it too. Normalizing stress and seeing it as a typical psychological response to uncertainty will help them manage their feelings, and I am sure it will help you manage yours as well. Just as an anecdote on that one, I know we had a leadership team meeting for Excel a few weeks ago, and we now always make sure we start those sessions by just talking about how people are feeling about the current situation that we find ourselves in as a business. And it's a really good thing, and you always leave those meetings feeling so much more positive and better by getting off your chest and discussing it. The final point we're going to talk about today is take really good care of your team. It's a really good idea to set aside time to talk to your team one-to-one. Just because we've moved out of the office and it maybe doesn't happen naturally, you might need to put a bit more effort into making this happen. And in that, you can discuss their particular needs, concerns. Again, just to be able to talk them through, maybe even help them out. But even if it's just to talk them through, it will help. You might not be able to fix things, but showing empathy will create a bond of trust that will enable you to sustain team morale with greater ease. For example, how can you help the team right now? Thinking about answers together will help prioritize work, keep everyone working collaboratively, and build a support network that makes individuals feel valued and part of a greater purpose. You may wish to increase your team's control over some areas of their work, such as allowing more flexibility so that workload, but also critically at the moment, personal lives are manageable. We had a flexi time policy at Excel pre-COVID, but we had core hours of 10 till 3. We've now decided to completely scrap core hours. People have a job to do and they have a contractual number of hours. When they do those hours is really up to them. They just have to get their jobs done. And I know, particularly for someone like myself with two young children, that's a massive help. I can get the school runs back in now. Schools in the UK are back open, but we don't have any care outside of that for the time being. Providing this also gives a sense of control to people, even over little things, and this can help establish a feeling of certainty in uncertain times. The other point I would make here is the first point here was about taking care of yourself. Well, don't apply old rules to yourself or your teams. You know, if people are going to get into the gym at lunchtime, they don't now need to fit that into a 45-minute lunch break or whatever. It might be they want an hour and a half to get a good session and some lunch in. So that's fine. They can make up their time whenever they want to. And also, when you're taking care of your team, talk to them about their values. Now more than ever, it's so important to understand what motivates people and what their values are. How should the team act during the COVID situation? If you've not talked that through with everybody now, make sure you put that onto your agenda for the next team meeting. By working together, maintaining respect and consideration for each other, your team can stay grounded and have a sense of purpose while trying to drive the business forward. So there you have it, three practical ways to manage your team in difficult times such as those that we find ourselves in. So just to recap, take care of yourself first and foremost. If you're not in a good place, you can't look after your team. Then truly acknowledge the uncertainty of the situations that we find ourselves in. Discuss this amongst your teams. Be a bit vulnerable and talk to them about how you're feeling or what your thoughts are on the situation. And finally, take good care of your team. Make time to speak to them, to understand them deeply as people, not just as tools to get a job done. So I hope that is provided a few little ideas, things that you can implement to help your teams through COVID or indeed whatever uncertainty you're facing as a business. Think about how you can apply that. And indeed, we'd love to hear your thoughts too. So if you're a leader who's managing a team through whatever difficulties are facing you, what did you do to keep the morale high? Do share on our social platforms, drop us an email, give us a call, whatever you want. It'd be great to talk it through with you. So as ever, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you're new and haven't subscribed yet, please do go ahead if you've enjoyed what you've heard. And it'll be great to speak to you next time. Cheers. Bye-bye.